Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. It's great to have you with us here today. And it is Wednesday, and just a reminder for all our temple youth group attendees, we won't have a teen service tonight because of our revival that starts tomorrow. It's Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and then on Sunday in the morning, and then we have an afternoon service as well. I hope that you'll make a point to join us in person, but if you're not able to be here in person, go ahead and click on the live stream link on our website, and you'll be able to follow along as we study the Word of God with Brother Jim Shetler, who will be preaching, and really excited about that. Of course, let's be in prayer for this. We're only one day away now from our revival services, and we're just asking the Lord to stir our hearts and to do something special. Let's go ahead and take a look at our memory verse, and this is the final day for this verse. It's 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. I hope this verse has been a blessing to you. Hopefully by now you're able to quote it, but let's go ahead and quote it together. 1 John 5, 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5, 4. Let's say it one more time. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Let's go ahead now and look to our principle of the day that comes out of Luke chapter 14. And we're making our way through the Gospel of Luke. The Lord has encouraged my heart in studying this wonderful book. I hope that you have enjoyed it, studying the works of Jesus. And now we're going to notice verse 28. Luke 14 and verse 28. Notice what it says. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Now, Jesus here is dealing with the commitments of being a disciple of Christ. And I do believe that there's a distinction in regards to being a disciple and being a Christian. Some people will say, well, that's one and the same. I would agree that every Christian should be a disciple of Christ, but I would submit to you that not every Christian is a disciple of Christ. If we define a disciple of Christ as being a close follower of Jesus, such as the disciples, then I think that we would understand that there are different degrees by which we live our Christian life. So that being the case, Jesus here is dealing with the commitments of being a close follower of Jesus. And that means you understand the potential sacrifice that is involved there. In other words, I have to sacrifice my fleshly desires in order to be a close follower of the Lord. I have to sacrifice maybe any worldly pleasures that may be out there that I would naturally pursue without the influence of Christ in my life. And so to be a close follower of the Lord, I need to count the costs, so to speak. And I say, you know what? Jesus is worth it. I look at these things the world has to offer, and I notice it, you know, I weigh it depending on whether I want to be closer or farther from the Lord. I say, no, it's totally worth it. I'm going to sacrifice those things in order to be a close follower of Jesus, or as defined in God's Word throughout the Gospels, a disciple of Jesus. But let's notice a secondary application here that I think is just as important. Notice he uses this illustration. He says, for which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it? And I would just say this, that the secondary application, you know, of this could be applicated in our lives to that of life decisions. You know, when I was in high school, I had high ambitions of purchasing a car. And this was shortly after I got a job, and so the money is now starting to flow in. And, you know, after sitting down and calculating that decision out on paper, it became very clear that a car was not in my best interest at the time, simply because with a car comes paying for insurance, and with insurance comes other costs, upkeep of the car, and so on and on. And, you know, that my end goal was not to just get a car. End of story. No, my end goal was, hey, how do I earn enough money so that I can pay for college and further my education? And so what Jesus is saying here is that take the long look. Don't just make a decision in the moment for just the time that you occupy, but take a long look and say, okay, how is this friend choice going to impact me, not a week from now, but a year from now or 2 years from now? How is this choice to maybe date in high school, how is that going to affect me and my priorities right now, not this week, but maybe 2 years from now? How is this interest that maybe I want to turn into a career, how would pursuing that affect me 10 years from now? And you know what? Jesus is trying to tell us that any decision, large decision that is made, needs to be coupled with time spent counting the cost. Now, the Lord wants us to take a long look, teenagers, and I hope that you'll make that a part of your decision making, especially as this time you make so many decisions. Let's go ahead and notice now the teenager of the day. We're praying for Caroline. Take the extra time today to mention her name to the Lord in prayer. I know that she would greatly appreciate that. Hey, listen, thanks for joining us. So glad that you could be a part of our podcast today, and hope that you'll take the time to join us for our revival services the rest of this week. Take care.